it's 7:43. Ladies and gentlemen, we were on the air Friday. I anticipated exactly what happened at 11 o'clock on Friday when the Eagles held a news conference to finally inform the fans on the status of Carson Wentz. At that point now, all we had to go on was 48 hours earlier.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson had said he was experiencing a little tightness and a little soreness in his back. Mm. And then it was a 48-hour Twitter storm saying that he had a fracture in the back. There were all sorts of extra issues. And then he did exactly what I was afraid he would do.
Mm-hmm.
He got snippy, nasty. He didn't want to answer any questions. The Eagles should have rolled out a medical person to explain it. Since they didn't, we have the good fortune of the great NovaCare doctors, and we have one right now. Rhea, please do the honors here.
Dr. Emily Abramson Chen, sports medicine physician with Orthopedic Surgery and Rehabilitation Associates in Rockledge, Abington, and Richboro. She's also the team doctor for Lower Moreland and William Tennant High School.
Hello, doctor. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, doc, can you play with a stress fracture in your back?
It's a very good question. I think part of the problem with Carson Wentz is that it's a little unclear whether it's a, Doug Peterson kept referring it to as a stress injury, which could imply that it's swelling in the bone and it hasn't fractured yet, or that there has been a small fracture there and either it's healing or is already in the process of healed. So that's part of the problem. Can you play with a stress fracture? If the bone is actively broken, the answer there is no. It would just be too painful. But obviously everything is on a very individual basis. The first stage is just letting the fracture heal, and then it's about testing and making sure you can handle the high level of activity you need to be in.
Hey, Doc, our only experience with this kind of injury was Jay Ajayi earlier in the season before he tore his ACL, where they said he did have at least a hairline fracture and had decided to play with it. So it all depends on how severe the fracture is. Is that what you're telling us?
It can, but it also can have to do with where it is.
Yeah.
The back we like to think of as stacking blocks, but there's actually quite a few pieces. It's one solid bone each level, but there's different segments, and where a fracture is in which segment makes a huge difference about the risk. I think Jay had a transverse process hairline fracture, which is a different part of the bone than we typically talk about a stress fracture in the back.
Yeah, that transverse process will trip you up every time.
One of the wings of the spine.
I'm fine. Believe me, Doc, I got a D-.
I know a lot about that stuff.
Hey, Doc, I'm curious about whether it can get worse. If he were to be cleared to play, would there be a chance that this injury could get worse, you know, if he absorbed the big hit?
Again, complicated answer, but I think, yes, he could be at risk. The issue is when you're saying cleared to play, if they're taking him through a sort of a conservative program, if they're really testing him out to make sure he can handle basic activity and then drills and then contact, obviously, if he can handle all that in practice or in a controlled environment, then you can say, you know, and then can handle in practice, then you could say it's probably not at risk of progressing, though there's obviously always a risk if you get hit just in the wrong way. But if they're taking him through those, you know, careful steps and making sure he can handle it at each step, that's when they're going to be wanting to return him to play no sooner.
And, Doc, the last thing, we debated this all week last week. This kind of an injury, would it affect the way a quarterback performed?
I think so. When we're talking about stress injury, whether it's just the swelling or a true fracture, it's going to really irritate those muscles in the back. Usually you're going to have pain when you're bending backwards or when you're even just standing up after bending forward. So every time he is doing a dynamic motion, standing up quickly, I would have to think he's feeling that.
I got
you. And I would think that pain, if he is feeling pain, is going to affect play.
Dr. Chen, I appreciate very much your input this morning and all the great doctors at NovaCare. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.